You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. If you got a problem, call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. We've been talking a lot about free agency. A lot of people chiming in on Twitter. Our guy, Gary in Canfield, says, you know, get one of these free agents and also add a guy like Kevin White. He thinks that would be the plan for the Browns at wide receiver. You'd have Hawk still in the slot, and you'd have depth there with Gabriel and, of course, Travis Benjamin and Rodney Smith, who is still a member of this team. Maybe he can make the leap this year at 6'5", a guy you'd like to see a little bit more integrated into the offense. Another Twitter question from @Beachman300 says, seems like 2015 schedule more difficult. And Andrew Gribble wrote an article about that at clevelandbrowns.com, the strength of schedule. In fact, 17 more wins for the opponents this year than last year's opponent's schedule. So it is a tougher schedule in terms of winning percentage from a year ago, but things change every year. I mean, you never would have expected the NFC South to be as bad as it was this season for the Browns, so they did catch a break there. But his question is, if you add Mariota, if you make that trade, do we make the playoffs with a rookie quarterback in 2015?
I don't think you can. I don't believe they do. I think they're competitive. And I think that if we go number one and give up many assets, as we said we would have to do to move up enough to get Mariota, that is an all-in moment. But I don't think that all-in moment allows you to reach out and rake in the rewards of that all-in moment. You know, you're going to take your bumps with a rookie quarterback. It's very difficult to do. And because there's not significant holes on this roster, but there's positions that need to be upgraded to a certain level that will allow you to compete for a playoff spot and potentially make that run to the Super Bowl.
You know, there's no question. And when you look at this roster right now, you can address some things, but unless you get that quarterback play, it's going to be tough to get there. You need to have somebody and a team that knows how to win, and hopefully the Browns can be that team next season. You want to get to playoffs immediately, but you want to build success for the long haul. Obviously, we all want the Browns to be a team that can make playoffs. I think they could do it. I think they could have made it this year. I think there were a couple, you know, breaks here or there away from getting the job done and making the playoffs. But you've got to build on last year's 7 wins if you want to get to the playoffs. That's going to be key for the Cleveland Browns. 216-578-0850. That's the way to get on board with us here today. And let's go ahead and get right now into this mock draft from Todd McShay at quarterback. He has number one going overall, Jameis Winston to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That makes a guy like Mike Glennon be the kind of person who could potentially be on the trade block for the Browns at 6'7", 225 pounds. He's the kind of guy that could potentially be there in a trade opportunity if the Browns wanted to do so. Winston going number one. Leonard Williams, the big defensive end, 2 to Tennessee. Randy Gregory, 3 to the Jags. Amari Cooper, the wide receiver, 4 to Oakland. Shane Ray from the defensive end from Missouri going to the Redskins at 5. And then Mariota going 6th overall to the Jets. I think it would be tough for Tennessee to pass on Mariota if they like him at all as a quarterback.
I do too. And for me personally, as you talked about making that play to Mariota, and we had the caller or the tweet about it, I'm not sold on Mariota. You know, I'm going to be very in tune to his pro day and what he participates in at the combine and the perception of experts like, you know, Mel Kiper and Todd McShay coming out of the combine and his workout, because there are many things that I think he needs to prove system-wise and break those tendencies of what he was such a big part in Oregon to be able to transfer that into the NFL. And then also, too, is, you know, if he is going to drop to 6, I think it's very likely, you know, if Philly is going to make a play with Chip Kelly to go get Mariota, knowing they'd have to get to 4, 5, 6 as opposed to get all the way to number 1 to get him. You know, or even 2, if that's the case, because you said Tennessee maybe also be interested. So it'll be interesting to see, but Mario's got a lot to prove to me.
He certainly does have a lot to prove. Some people say he's a system quarterback. Danny Shelton, who's been linked to the Browns many, many times, goes 7 to Chicago. Eric Arms said the DN from Oregon, 8th overall to Atlanta. Brandon Scherff, the tackle from Iowa, 9th. And then the run-on receivers here. Kevin White at 10th to St. Louis, which I'd be surprised if they take another receiver this early in the draft. They've thrown so many assets at that. Devontae Parker then going 11 to Minnesota. The Browns at 12 take T.J. Clemmings. And as McShay says this would be a tough scenario for the Browns. Their biggest needs probably right tackle, receiver, and nose tackle, but the top prospects at each off the board. Manziel's future with the team's uncertain. There aren't any quarterbacks worthy of drafting here. They'll need to add a veteran in free agency, perhaps trade for Mike Glennon. Clemmings is a reach here, but it makes sense because of the importance of the position and his high potential. He's a work in progress, but has impressive physical tools and is getting better. He excels as a run blocker and would bring strength and toughness to a unit that badly needs it. He'd struggle early in pass protection, but has the potential to improve. If I'm the Browns and you don't like anybody there, I think you try to trade down.
I agree with you completely, and there's a few things as you were reading this that I just circled, and this is coming from, you know, expertise in Todd McShay, who gets paid to be a draft, you know, analyst for a living. He's a work in progress. It'd be very difficult for Ray Farmer and Mike Pettin to sell at 12th overall in the first, and again, to talk about
after what happened last year,
for them to sell a work in progress and someone who struggles in pass protection. The Cleveland Browns need someone to step in at 12 and play on this football team and participate, you know, in 50% of the downs, we'll say. And I also believe the Cleveland Browns fans want to see action out of that first round, because that would be two first rounds in a row. Okay, three out of four picks, and we haven't even got to 19 yet, that are not penciled in as a starter on this roster. And as I talk about where the haste and the anger comes from for Cleveland Browns fans, as far as I'm concerned, is they see every other team go get a first-round pick that balls out, you know, for their team. Whether they win, you know, 10 games and go to the playoffs, you know, doesn't matter. Look at, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. You know, the Giants were a bad football team, you know, but he was the cherry on top because they can now build around him. Eli gets his things together. Victor Cruz comes back from injury. They've got to go get a running back, and hopefully they can fix that defense. And they'll be a quality team because they can score points. They have their quarterback, and they're building weapons around them. They had a couple down years, and they're on their way back up. It's going to be a tough sell to go get a work in progress at 12.
It certainly would be. And then as you proceed through the first round, Dante Fowler Jr. going 13, Trey Waynes going 14, the cornerback from Michigan State to the Dolphins. Devin Smith, the receiver, to the 49ers.
Wow.
I think that's very early there.
Yes.
Very early.
I mean, my perspective on him, covering him all year, you know, being a Buckeye, but, you know, doing all the pre and post game for the Buckeyes all year, he is a great talent. He can stretch the field. He does a lot of the things that Jeremy Maclin can't. You know, that we talked about, some of the things that he struggled with, the deep ball. But I think the one thing, just as I want to see Marcus Mariota excel in his workouts and excel at the combine, regardless of what he participates in, Devin Smith's got to show me that he can run all the routes. Right now, he is a super talent with super speed
runs
and a
nine.
Deep threat. You know, and he runs a nine, which is huge in the NFL, but a stretch at this pick for the San Francisco 49ers to go get him at 15. And also, too, Nathan, they've got Anquan Boldin. They have. Does that mean that in some cases, if McShay has a feeling that going 15 overall on a wide receiver, that Michael Crabtree, a veteran wide receiver, is going to hit the free agent market as well and leave San Francisco?
I think Michael Crabtree is going to leave San Francisco. As you keep going through, Eddie
could
Goldman.
Could he be a Brown?
He could be. I see him as a number two.
Yeah.
But I do like Michael Crabtree. I don't know what his price point would be. He's a very good wide receiver, but I think he'd be a very strong number two for this team. Doriel Green Beckham, the wide receiver, some people say maybe the most talented guy in this draft. Lots of off-the-field issues there. He goes 18 to the Chiefs, and then he gets to the Browns. Number 19, Devin Funchess, and he played at Michigan. I think that the Browns would be more inclined to go with a Jalen Strong if he is on the board at that point, as opposed to a Funchess. I think that that's where you would go. You want a little bit more speed. Funchess could be a guy drafted as a tight end, to be perfectly honest, if you wanted to kind of convert him into that joker move tight end, the not in line, not the Y, but the H tight end. Maybe you go with a Devin Funchess.
I don't mind that at all. And I think if in fact we do go with him at 19, I think the writing is already on the wall that, you know, Jordan Cameron would not be back. You know, you wouldn't have to pay a significant amount of money to Jordan Cameron to stay here in Cleveland, because you would get the production in the middle of the field, as we see Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham and those sorts, and Antonio Gates play up the middle of the field. He'd be able to play that role at 6'4", 235. My only hesitation with him is he doesn't know so much have to grow in regards to receiving the football, but he'd have to become a very great blocker, as much as we could potentially run the football. And Mike Pettin wants to run the football in this division. He'd have to grow significantly, maybe put on 10 pounds and still be as elusive up the field, but he'd have to grow as a blocker to be able to handle some of those defensive end and outside linebackers in the AFC North.
He certainly would. So that's where the Browns would be going. TJ Clemens, a little bit of a project. And if Devin Funchess is making a transition to tight end, he could be a little bit of a work in project. So that would be certainly something
tough sells,
very
man.
Interesting. Some tough sells. I don't know that that's the direction the Browns are going to go there. I think it would be much more likely that if they take a receiver first so they can get a good player. But in this scenario, the top three, consensus top three, are all gone. That would make things very interesting for the Browns. And in that vein, I think you would see them trade down. When we come back, we're going to get to the phone lines again, 216-578-0850. Bill Mayfield will be getting to you, as well as the rest of you out there in the dog pound. Get your barks in. We're talking Browns draft. What would you like that draft? The Browns came away with TJ Cummings and Devin Funchess. Would you be happy with that? Let us know. 216-578-0850.